Cambi. Celebrity gossip on the go.
Check it out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the lady's going down in the wood. Hollywood. Here's what's dropping on this. What is it? It's February 27th. Watch out.
Hey, Tuesday morning. All right, so Ryan Gosling has not done it up to this point, to my knowledge, perform his song I'm Just Ken from the Barbie movie, but get ready for it because he's going to do so. He's planning to do so at the Oscars that are taking place on March the 10th.
Boom!
Wow.
I'm Just Ken.
Yes, that song is, it's something else, I'm telling you right now. And I did see Mark Ronson on Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night, and he was talking about it, and he's all proud of it and everything. I'm like, why though?
It's a different kind
of
song.
It's a different song.
Like, we all could have written this song and we all could perform this song.
Yes, you're exactly right. That's exactly how I feel about it. Well, it's nominated for Best Original Song and Ryan is nominated for Best Supporting Actor. So I guess, you know, finally, he kept saying, people would say, why haven't you performed this at this award show? And he was like, no one has asked me. So finally, after weeks of speculation, it is official. He will be performing I'm Just Ken from Barbie.
Wow.
Wow.
Cannot wait for that one.
Hey, if you must, okay.
We knew it was coming. We knew it was coming.
100.
Wow.
Trending now.
So Taylor Swift's dad is in a little bit of trouble and he's under investigation for allegedly attacking paparazzi in Australia. Wow. Taylor's been performing there, gosh, for the better part of maybe a week and a half. And he's under investigation currently because they say he attacked a paparazzo and now cops are looking into it. Some of this appears to have been caught on camera, but they're investigating this assault that was reported to them on Sydney's, they say early Tuesday morning. A photographer by the name of Ben filed a complaint claiming that a 71-year-old man believed to be Scott Swift allegedly got into a physical confrontation with a 51-year-old man. And, needless to say, probably this paparazzo was all up in their faces because that's typically what they do.
Right.
A rep for Mr. Taylor says two individuals were aggressively pushing their way toward Taylor, grabbing at her security personnel, threatening to throw a female staff member into the water. Whoa!
That's crazy.
Okay, so yeah, makes sense why this poor guy was like, look, yeah. I'm going to defend, you know, Taylor and everyone in her camp. You're not going to throw anyone in
this
the water.
This is true. I mean, that's my baby.
Thank you. Well, and check this out. How about they say Nicole Kidman once got a restraining order against the exact same guy?
Okay, so this guy, this paparazzo dude, pretty much does this.
Yeah, he has a history of acting a fool like this. Okay. And, you know, then he wants to cry wolf. So we'll see how it goes for him this time.
Wow. Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Trending now.
How about DJ Khaled? I did see this photo on IG, and DJ Khaled had some security guards carrying him. And I didn't read the caption when I saw it on IG. I was like, what is he doing? Did he get hurt? Did he hurt his leg, his foot? Did he break his toe?
What happened?
No. He had the security guards carry him so his brand new Air Jordans wouldn't get dirty at a festival in Miami.
No! That is what you call diva.
Thank you. And I kid you not, you can see the photo. He actually posted it. I can't believe he did because he does look like such a diva. And I was just going, oh, snap, DJ Khaled got hurt. This is not good. This happened to him like last summer. He decided to try surfing for the first time and totally messed up his back.
Wow.
So I'm thinking this is, you know, I'm feeling bad for him going, this must be stemming from that.
Yeah.
Injury back in the day, he's still hurting. No.
He don't want to get shoes dirty.
He didn't want to get his, you know, his kicks dirty. I'm through with him.
And I'm just saying, how about the look on the bodyguard's face when he's like, you all need to lift me.
Yeah, and they're like, excuse me, what? You want what? This is an unusual demand from you.
Wow.
He crazy.
Okay.
Now.
You know what's up.
Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
Wake up the kids. Hi. While you're taking your kids to school, keep your eyes on the road and your ears on Leo and Rebecca in the morning.
You ready?
B93.
Hola, it's Gottman, and you better not try to fat shame me on accident or on purpose.
I'm extremely sorry about your weight, but if you can just give me a...
Excuse me, did you just call me fat?
No.
You just said
no,
you're sorry. Excuse me, you just said you're sorry about my weight. Okay, and okay, maybe I put on a few pounds, but that's none of your business.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sorry that you've been waiting.
Next on your world's famous Scatterman's Call.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning, B93. Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, ladies, going down the wood. Hollywood, more headlines are dropping on this Tuesday, February 27th.
Well, how about Zendaya had to bag on a Good Morning America appearance? No, it didn't have anything to do with the dressing room, okay?
They need to up their dressing rooms.
Thank you. She didn't pull a Kelly Rowland.
Okay.
Actually,
why did she leave?
She wasn't able to appear on the show earlier. I believe it was late last week because she lost her voice.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, yeah, I mean, can you imagine all the press she's doing for Dune right now?
True.
But she did send a video message after missing the appearance and did the very best she could to explain to everyone why she was missing it. She says, I hope you guys have a beautiful morning. She's very apologetic in this video message. But she says, I've lost my voice. Sorry, I can't be there. I've come down with something and I just can't speak. But hope you have a beautiful morning. Hope you enjoy Dune Part 2. And of course, the GMA folks were like, aw, how sweet it was for Zendaya to send us this video. We'll miss you and hope you feel better soon. So, you know, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
That was very...
very professional.
Yeah, very professional.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, just proof, you know, to you guys that I can't speak.
Wow.
So very cool. Yeah, she did it the right way.
Can't wait to see her in Dune. It comes out this Thursday night.
Hey, love it.
Here's what's trending now.
Well, did anyone and everyone, well, actually lots of people did, watch season one of Beef?
Beef.
I'm telling you, this show is just amazing. I did watch it. Absolutely love it. Ali Wong, lots of other, you know, an all-star cast. And it did really well. It actually won quite a few awards this awards show season, including Ali Wong. Well, they're saying get ready for a season two. And they say, yeah, this is really cool. By the way, it's a Netflix show. They're saying as of right now, Charles Melton, whom I love, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Anne Hathaway may be joining season two.
Oh, there you go. Watch out.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, and the reason it's called Beef, I'll just quick little synopsis here. Ali Wong and a guy, I can't remember the guy's name. He's such a very talented actor. But they have beef in the very beginning over kind of road rage-ish type incident. And that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But the entire show just kind of spirals from there. And just from that one incident, just the way the entire season unfolds, it's amazing. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
It's crazy.
Just to kind of how everyone ties in together. It's a really cool show. And it dropped, I guess, last year on Netflix. And get ready for season two. And I really do hope that this is true, that Charles Melton, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Anne Hathaway will be joining season two. I'll be watching.
Watch out.
Now.
You know what's up.
Celebrity Gossip on the go.
Yep. Celebrity Gossip brought to you by Baldwin Electronics. Visit them online at baldwinelectronics.com.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93. This loca. Don't give a damn.
That's right.
Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Hello.
Hola, this is Carmen from Il Nara Banana Cleaners. Who am I speaking with?
This is...
Oh, are you the new assistant?
I mean, I'm not new. I've been with her for a while.
Oh, okay. Then how come you guys haven't picked up the dry cleaning yet then?
I picked up dry cleaning like 2 days ago.
You guys made us rush this, and we got it done an hour ago, and we've been waiting. And I have to go to lunch, so what time are you going to be here?
Hold on, let me check my book.
No, I've already been holding on. I've already been waiting for an hour.
I'm extremely sorry about your wait, but if you can just give me a...
Excuse, did you just call me fat?
No.
You just said you're sorry.
No, not at all.
Excuse me, you just said you're sorry about my weight, okay? And okay, maybe I put on a few pounds, but that's none of your business.
No. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sorry that you've been waiting.
Woman's a woman. How dare you fat shame me?
I wasn't fat shaming you. I just was asking, I was saying that I was sorry you had to wait for us.
And I'm only gaining weight because I'm hustling this fool, telling him I'm pregnant so that he'll give me child support. So I had to put on some weight to make it believable. Do I sound fat?
No, not at all. And I wasn't saying anything. Man, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
And I'm hormonal because I'm fake pregnant and I have cravings.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I really didn't want to offend you. I'm not trying to offend you here. I'm just trying to get this figured out.
Okay, well,
if you can just give me just a minute.
All right, come pick up the clothes, and when you come, bring me an ice cream sandwich.
I don't think I'm going to be able to run an errand for you.
So you're just going to call me fat and then not feed me? All right, I see how it is.
I didn't call you fat.
You called me fat.
No, I never called you fat. I'm sorry that you... Okay, ma'am, I gotta go.
So go ahead,
will get to the bottom of this, and I'll come pick up the dark
cleaning,
but I have to go.
And bring me an out there with some mayonnaise and relish.
Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop, B93.
It's my birthday. Yeah, come on. It's my birthday. Yeah, time for the B93 birthday.
Holla.
You better holla at somebody who's having a big old birthday on this February 27th.
Hey, let me tell you, Alex says, good morning, Leo and Rebecca. I would like to wish my son Alejandro a very happy 8th birthday. Ale Alejandro. I love that Lady Gaga song. Have a great day. Mom and Dad love you. Happy 8th birthday to you, Alejandro.
Happy birthday.
Very cool. That's it for local celebrities. Which celebs are having a birthday today?
Let's see here. Jenny J. Wow Farley is 38 years old.
Wow. The Jersey Shore peeps are pushing 40.
They're getting there.
Who would have thunk that was ever going to happen?
Josh Groban, 43 years old. Just saying. Chelsea Clinton is 44 years old.
Watch out.
Happy birthday, Rosanda Chili Thomas. TLC.
Wow.
53 years old today.
Really?
And who is she dating?
She's the one that's dating one of the Lawrence brothers.
Whoa.
Not Joey.
Joey's younger brother, right?
Yeah, Joey's younger brother. They're a very odd couple. Matthew and Chili are very much a couple.
Okay. So big happy birthday to them, I guess. Yeah.
Yes.
Real nice. All right, those are some of the birthdays. If it's your birthday.
Big birthday shouts to you.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
It is the more than one game, okay?
Okay.
It's pretty self-explanatory once we get into the game. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Yes. Here you go. In your bathroom, what do you have more than one of?
Toothbrush.
Yes.
I think right now I have 3 toothbrushes, 1 being used, 2 like in their little packages or whatever.
I need to step up my toothbrush game.
Yeah, step it up. Step it up. What do you have more than?
You gotta have some in stock at all times.
Yeah.
Hey, nice. You're nice. Like, you never know when you're gonna have company that wants to brush their teeth. Who knows? Wow.
Rebecca, in your bathroom, what do you have more than one of?
I discovered recently that I have more than one comb. I don't know why it's necessary for me to. One teases, one combs, one doesn't get tangled.
And you know,
one is my daughter's. Wow.
And you know which one does what, don't you?
Oh yeah, they all have different uses. Yeah.
That's crazy.
One my son uses. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
I'm like, well, that's too many damn combs. Okay, the more than one game. What do you have more than one of in your kitchen?
Cups,
yes.
Wow.
So let me ask you, are there cups for like breakfast, different cups for dinner, different cups for just someone going and grabbing something to drink on the weekend? Are there different cups for everything?
A little bit more of, I have my coffee cups, and then the rest are just for whatever. They're all just different sizes, different.
True. How about when you stockpile your
colors?
Yeah, like when you stockpile your coffee cups, they're all different.
Yeah.
Got some crazy sayings on them or whatever.
Yeah, there's not a matching set. Right now we've got one sitting here from the Bosworth Company.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love
you. Know, we grab them from everywhere. Someone brings you a souvenir cup from vacation.
Wow.
I love it.
All right. And final room here. Do you have a garage?
I do not.
Do not. Okay. We'll go to laundry room. What do you have more than one of in your laundry room?
Oh. Laundry basket.
Hey. Basket.
How many do you have?
Wow.
3.
3. Are they the same or all different colored or from different styles?
Sizes, everything.
They're different sizes. You get the long one that goes wide, and then you get the tall one, and then you get the little circle one. And
You got the one that you can take to the living room and put socks in, or you got the other one that you don't ever take out. You know, there's just so many different sizes.
Yes. I even have one that collapses. That was in my daughter's room.
That's cool.
Yeah, wow. It collapses, and that one's kind of simple because once I'm done with her laundry, I can collapse it and go put it up.
Look
whatever.
At that. Who knew we had more than one of all this stuff?
Let me throw one more in.
Yes.
Extra credit. What do you have more than one of in your car right now?
Oh, my car? I just got my car. So, I have more than one air freshener.
I'm lucky if I have one air freshener in mine.
Thank you.
You got more than one.
I have more than one package of Kleenex. If you get in my car right now and you need a tissue, I got you.
Wow.
What about you, Leo?
I have more than one of water bottle, and they're all different.
Oh, my God.
One's Aquafina, one's Orsatka, one is La Tuta. I mean, they're all different. They're never the same water bottles, you know? It's crazy.
I love it. Hey, this was fun this morning.
You did good, and you got yourself some Domino's pizza. Enjoy that, okay? Yay! All right. Hey, what station just hooked it up for you?
B93.
Yeah, all right, time for an edition. We cannot make this.
Ish. Up.
Can't do it, won't do it.
Yep, let me tell you, there is a woman by the name of Leticia. Actually, I'm lying. Leticia.
Leticia.
Yeah, she went to a Subway recently in Columbus, Ohio, and she's like, you know, I don't feel like cooking tonight. I'm going to order sub sandwiches for my family.
Nice.
Awesome. Great. I mean, any of us would do it. Love us some Subway.
Yeah.
So it's all good, except that she left. She enjoyed her sandwiches, all that good stuff. Then she noticed her bank statement about a day later and thought, wait a minute. Hold up. How much did those sub sandwiches cost? How much do sub sandwiches cost these days?
Right, right, right.
Leo, do you have any idea how much a foot-long sandwich costs?
Let's see. Remember, it used to be five for fun. I'm going to say they're about $6.50, maybe $7.
Yeah, you know what? You're pretty much on the right track.
Okay.
They say, depending on what you get on your sandwich,
right,
a sandwich could cost between $6.50 and about $12. So you're looking at maybe, you know, $6-$7 per sandwich for a family of five, which is what she fed.
Right.
Maybe $40-$50 tops completely.
Right.
That's with all your extras. Well, no. Instead, she was charged a total of $1,021.50.
Stop!
For five sandwiches!
No! No, 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 no.
Yeah, she is not happy.
So she was charged $1,000.
Over $1,000 for five sandwiches at a Subway in Columbus, Ohio.
Gosh.
This poor woman, she says, and I have been struggling since to get my refund from Subway or my bank. She says she's been left strapped for cash and struggling to feed her family because of this over $1,000 charge.
Well, you know, they automatically take $1,000 out of your account, and you're like, what the heck?
You're like, I mean, honestly, like, you're questioning yourself going, am I crazy? Where did I go after Subway? I didn't go anywhere else. I have not spent that amount of money.
I might have missed this. Didn't the receipt, they did not say $1,000?
Well, that's the thing. We don't know if she even got a receipt. And mind you, I'm telling you right now, let this be a lesson to all of us. This is why I ask for receipts.
I don't do
every
it. Well, you get them and I get them. I don't read them. I need to look at the charge.
I do.
Yeah.
Maybe it comes from being a single mom for so many years. You know, you're on a budget.
Because you can look and go,
if you're not on a budget, good for you. I am. Okay.
No way. Unless it's wrapped in gold and is from some other place, I would never pay $1,010 for a Subway sandwich. I'm just trying to make ends meet at this point in time. Stressed, overwhelmed. I couldn't get groceries at one point because my account was negative.
Yeah, seriously. Well, so here's the thing, and it gets a little bit worse. So what she thought she was going to do was just return to that particular Subway location, located inside a gas station, by the way.
Yeah.
She went a day or two later only to find it had closed.
Wait a minute, like closed down?
And there was a sign that says temporarily closed for the foreseeable future. So she couldn't even go back to this particular Subway and be like, why y'all charge me $1,000?
How about that? You're like, I'll just go back. They'll refund me. No, they won't. They done closed down.
Yeah, sorry. So she says now it's been almost 2 months after her purchase. She still hasn't received a refund for these sandwiches. She doesn't know what's going to happen.
No.
At this point, she might have to file a police report.
Well, and like she said, I need groceries. I need, you know what? At least you're going to hook me up with some subs.
Thank you.
Something.
Oh my gosh, this poor woman.
Wow. Yeah, not cool.
And someone needs to make it right. And maybe now that, you know, we're telling the story, the story obviously circulating, getting out to everyone.
Yeah.
Subway will step up and be like, no, girl, we got you. Not only are we going to refund your money, the full amount, you got some free subs for a year or something.
Something needs to
happen. Seriously.
Someone needs to, you know it, lose their job. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Three. Celebrity gossip. On the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the lady's going down in the wood. Hollywood. Here's what's dropping on this, what is it? It's February 27th. Watch out.
Yeah, Tuesday morning. All right, so Ryan Gosling has not done it up to this point, to my knowledge, perform his song I'm Just Ken from the Barbie movie. But get ready for it, because he's going to do so. He's planning to do so at the Oscars that are taking place on March the 10th.
Boom.
Wow.
I'm just Ken.
Yes, that song is, it's something else, I'm telling you right now. And I did see Mark Ronson on Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night, and he was talking about it, and he's all proud of it and everything. I'm like, why though?
It's a different kind
of
song.
It's a different song.
Like, we all could have written this song and we all could perform this song.
Yes, you're exactly right. That's exactly how I feel about it. Well, it's nominated for Best Original Song, and Ryan is nominated for Best Supporting Actor. So I guess, you know, finally, he kept saying, people would say, why haven't you performed this at this award show? And he was like, no one has asked me. So finally, after weeks of speculation, it is official. He will be performing I'm Just Ken from Barbie.
Wow. Wow. Cannot wait for that one.
Hey, if you must, okay.
We knew it was coming. We knew it was coming.
Did. 100.
Wow.
Trending now.
So Taylor Swift's dad is in a little bit of trouble, and he's under investigation for allegedly attacking paparazzi in Australia. Wow. Taylor's been performing there, gosh, for the better part of maybe a week and a half. And he's under investigation currently because they say he attacked a paparazzo, and now cops are looking into it. Some of this appears to have been caught on camera, but they're investigating this assault that was reported to them on Sydney's, early Tuesday morning. A photographer by the name of Ben filed a complaint claiming that a 71-year-old man believed to be Scott Swift allegedly got into a physical confrontation with a 51-year-old man. And, needless to say, probably this paparazzo was all up in their faces, because that's typically what they do.
Right.
A rep for Mr. Taylor says two individuals were aggressively pushing their way toward Taylor, grabbing at her security personnel, threatening to throw a female staff member into the water. Whoa!
That's crazy.
Okay, so, yeah, makes sense this poor guy was like, look, I'm going to defend, you know, Taylor and everyone in her camp. You're not going to throw anyone in the water.
This is true. I mean, that's my baby.
Thank you. Well, and check this out. How about they say Nicole Kidman once got a restraining order against the exact same guy?
Okay, so this guy, this paparazzo dude, pretty much does this.
Yeah, he has a history of acting a fool like this. Okay. And, you know, then he wants to cry wolf. So we'll see how it goes for him this time.
Wow. Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Trending now.
How about DJ Khaled? I did see this photo on IG. And DJ Khaled had some security guards carrying him. And I didn't read the caption when I saw it on IG. I was like, what is he doing? Did he get hurt? Did he hurt his leg, his foot? Did he break his toe?
What happened?
No. He had the security guards carry him so his brand new Air Jordans wouldn't get dirty at a festival in Miami.
No! That is what you call diva.
Thank you. And I kid you not, you can see the photo. He actually posted it. I can't believe he did, because he does look like such a diva. And I was just going, oh, snap, DJ Khaled got hurt. This is not good. This happened to him like last summer. He decided to try surfing for the first time and totally messed up his back.
Wow.
So I'm thinking this is, you know, I'm feeling bad for him, going, this must be stemming from that injury back in the day. He's still hurting. No.
He don't want to get shoes dirty.
He didn't want to get his, his kicks dirty. I'm through with him.
I'm just saying, how about the look on the bodyguard's face when he's like, you all need to lift me?
Yeah, and they're like, excuse me, what? You want what? This is an unusual demand from you.
Wow.
He crazy.
Okay.
Now, you know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
23 years strong. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. V93. More Leo and Rebecca after this banger on the Basin's number one for hip-hop, B93. Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Cause I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hey, hey, we got Rachel on the line. Tell us what's going on with Jacob, girl.
Okay, so we went out on a date a few weeks ago, and I think he's ghosting me.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what happened.
Not cool, not cool, not cool.
Yeah, seriously. So, okay, so you went out, and then you just never heard from him again?
Okay, so that's the weird thing, because he called me, and I missed it, And then I tried calling him back, but he didn't answer, and he's not contacting me.
Oh, heck no. I'm telling you right now, this would drive me crazy.
What did you guys do?
Seriously, tell us about the date.
We actually went to a yoga class.
Oh, wow. A yoga class.
Watch out.
On a first date?
Yes. It was his idea, and I was into it. Like, I thought it would be, you know, cool to do something a little bit different.
Yeah, that sounds kind of different and kind of cool. And, you know, it was his idea, and that's kind of cool, you know?
I mean, but were you even able to, like, talk to him and, like, try to get to know him or anything in a yoga class?
Yes, not during the class, but there's a really cute little, like, smoothie joint next door. So we went there, had a couple of smoothies, and we talked for a really long time.
Okay. During the yoga or any part of the day, did anything kind of go a little weird or what, you know?
I mean, if something did, I was completely oblivious to it. From my perspective, we had a great time and left on a positive note, and then he said he'd call me, so.
And then, to be honest, he did, right? He did call me.
He did call me. But I'm so confused. I don't understand why he hasn't called me back. It's like, I don't know. I have no idea.
Right. Okay, well, that's what we're here for, and we'll give him a call and see what the heck's going on, okay?
We gotta get Jacob on the line.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
No problem. Don't go.
Nope. They weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hey, is this Jacob?
This is him. Who's calling?
It's Leo and Rebecca, B93 Radio. What's going on?
Oh, hey. What's going on?
Hey.
How can I help?
Hey.
Not much. We just wanted to ask you about a date you went on a few weeks ago with a lady by the name of Rachel.
I remember that one. How could I forget?
He's like, that one. So you had a good time?
I guess I wouldn't really say that, but...
Uh-oh. Okay, you definitely have to tell us what happened.
Sure. So I'm not sure what you know already, but we went to a yoga class and then got some smoothies after.
Yep. We know that much so far.
Yeah.
Well, during the yoga class, something sort of happened, and she sort of relieved a little air pressure, if you know what I mean.
Leo, it was a bandito.
She had a little bit of gas.
OMG. Look, that happens, what? Jacob.
You know what? You put me on the floor stretching, I'm going to be doing pedals left and right. I'm sorry.
I get it, like, you know, but I've been going to these classes for months, and I've never experienced anything like this. It was loud. It was bad, and people were like, you know, people were staring, and
so obviously other people did notice.
Wow.
Yeah, they were like moving away from us, so it was quite embarrassing, and I think people thought it was me. And so, you know, just all in all, it was kind of, and she played it off like it wasn't her.
Right.
She just totally was aloof to it, and I don't know.
I probably would have done the same thing. I would not have fessed up. No. I wouldn't have been like, hey, sorry, that was me. Yeah. Oopsie. But seriously, we have Rachel on the line. She'd like to hear from you. Can you just talk to her for a minute?
Yeah.
Did she hear everything?
Of course.
She did.
She heard everything but the fart.
Okay. Whatever. I guess it makes it easier, so sure.
Hey, Rachel.
Yes, I'm here. And oh my God, I totally didn't do that.
You so did. I heard it.
It didn't come from me. It did not come from me. I really think it was the woman in front of me. I wouldn't do something like that.
I mean, it definitely seemed like it came from you, but...
Okay, well, it didn't. I'm not gross.
I didn't say you were gross, but it just made me feel, you know, I just was a bit, I guess...
Grossed out?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, we'll talk to Gray Yoga Pants. She was the gross one.
Gray Yoga Pants? Okay, so this one, I think could go
this
either way
hilarious.
Here, Leo. Don't you think? I think you guys should give it another chance.
Hang on, I feel like we're in the courtroom now. Judge Judy here. So you're saying, no, it wasn't me. It was the lady in the gray yoga pants.
And Jacob is saying it very much was you. Just fess up already.
Wow.
I mean, I just think this seems like a really petty thing to end
okay,
it all.
Okay, you all actually seem kind of cool together. Why would this stop you from calling her back, bro?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Well, I don't know. I just figured, like, you know, just letting go at this point. Like, yeah, I didn't think we were going to end up on the radio, to be honest. If I did, probably just called her back. But
okay, and also...
I mean, you didn't call me back. I couldn't get any answer.
Yeah, I just want to circle back to the fact that you actually did call her back. Was it like a butt dial or something, or what happened? Because then she tried to call you back.
Actually, yeah, that's right. I immediately did call her back, and then after, like, a couple of days had gone by, she had called me back, and I just kind of let it go from there, because I was going to, you know, sort of just address it and then let it go.
Right.
You know, let it air out, I guess.
Look, you know what? All four of us, I believe, are smiling right now. This really can work, I believe.
Yes.
And I think you all need to go to a second date without any wearing kind of leotards or anything.
Yeah, no, something that doesn't involve stretching, bending, anything. What do you say, Rachel, Jacob?
Come on.
I mean, I would be willing to try again. I would.
Yeah, how about you, bro? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry I accused you of doing that. So I, you know, if it really wasn't you, I'd be down to.
There we go.
Nice. And also, you better hope this never happens to you, because
Thank
you would
you.
Be mortified. And if someone acted this way, if yeah. you accidentally, you know,
I mean,
one, cut one.
The worst thing that can happen are, you know, I'm just saying, bubbles in yoga pants. Not good. I'm just saying air pockets. Hey, guys, it's all good. Have some fun with that memory and move on, and hopefully y'all have a better second chance, okay?
I hope so. Thank you, guys.
Love it.
Thanks, guys.
You got
Bye.
It. Bye.
93.3. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.